Thank you for listening to the Hub Show podcast. Brought to you by Venue Media.
Trade show displays, step and repeat backdrops, pull up banner stands, table throws, all your large printing needs. ExpoNetUSA.com, 301-378-9363. Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram.
Hey, yo, Hub Show.
From the center of the universe, and covering Baltimore, D.C., Philly, Pittsburgh, and all points in between, it's the Hub City's own, The Hub Show. And now, here are your hosts, Charming Grissette, Chris Canfield, and Jay Heiss.
Do you want to go?
That was an oldest.
Okay.
I need to carry a notebook with me.
Yeah, where were you?
You do.
Though? Were
you
on,
yeah.
Should.
Were you
on
or
the road?
You know, you have a notebook in your phone.
I do, but I like pen and paper. Yeah. I like parchment. You know,
parchment.
I like parchment.
Parchment.
I like writing.
Papyrus.
Yes, I like writing things on hard paper where I can actually physically look at them and I can rip it off the notepad and crumble it up and throw it in the trash.
Like your Ben Franklin family tree.
When I'm done with it.
Yes. This is one of the things he does behind the wheel. Right.
Right.
Take notes, write songs.
Take notes, write songs.
Congratulations, yes. By the way.
On what?
Ex-nay on the...
On the oh, yeah.
Oblay.
Let's talk about the Hub Show. Jay Heiss, Chris Canfield, Charming Grissette today. Yeah, Chris, you got really. Yeah, you no longer have to blow your truck to get started.
That's right?
Awesome.
Yeah,
blowing you now, man.
Right? How many times did I blow that thing without asking it to blow me back?
I know, right? Unfair.
Unfair.
Fucking fair.
My life is back to normal again. It's amazing.
Awesome.
Yep.
We have a guest in the house. We have Mark Burns here just to sit here and shoot the shit. He's drinking the
Mark.
Beans.
He just called you Mark.
Oh, I saw you, Mark Burns. Matt Burns. I'm sorry,
Matt
man.
Burns and Matt Mark
Burns.
Burns. No, it is understandable because you guys have very similar.
He just rolled in here with
What's
some Popeyes.
Up, with some Popeyes and no chicken sandwiches.
And no chicken sandwiches.
Yes, a big gulp of Popeyes going on here.
I went through the drive-thru the other day to try to get one, and there's a sign on there that says, we'll be right back.
Oh, I know.
Interesting.
I heard like people are like starting fights and everything else over
these things. Right. Sandwich, man.
Over a sandwich.
Well, did you hear the total beef, like how it all started?
No.
You know the whole story? So Popeyes comes out with a chicken sandwich. They've never had a chicken sandwich on their menu before, right? They bought X amount of these things, thinking that this is going to last them for at least 6 months or whatever.
Right.
Right? So they sell out of them immediately. Yeah. Boom, they're all gone.
Right.
Right? So Chick-fil-A goes on Twitter. Chick-fil-A says, hey.
Talking shit.
That Chick-fil-A goes, hey. We have the same exact recipe. Don't forget us. We're over here. We were the ones who invented the chicken sandwich, by the way.
Yeah.
Yeah, we have the
not the same recipe, though.
So then,
they don't taste the same.
Popeyes isn't the same.
So then
KFC is not the same.
So then Popeyes tweets back to
Royal
Chick-fil-A.
Royal Farms isn't the same.
Yeah, it's a Twitter, war.
Yeah, Popeyes.
My personal opinion, Royal Farms is the best chicken around here. But that's
which one?
Royal Farms.
Royal Farms?
Well, it's world famous.
But you got to get out towards the Ocean City part of Maryland to start seeing those everywhere.
No.
Yeah. Well, actually, there's Frederick has.
They just built one in Frederick, right?
They built two in Frederick.
There's one in Iamsville.
Columbia.
They put a Wawa in Frederick.
They put a Wawa.
That's pretty crazy.
That's mostly a Pennsylvania Philly thing.
Jersey. Mm-hmm.
But anyways, so after Chick-fil-A does this whole Twitter thing, right?
Yes.
And they say, hey, we invented the chicken sandwich.
Uh-huh.
Popeyes comes back, fires back at him on Twitter, goes, y'all good?
I know, right?
...
Shots fired.
... Like, y'all good? And then all of a sudden, it just blew up.
Yeah.
Wow. Now everybody wants to know who has the best chicken
sandwich. I'll tell you one thing.
But we can't find out because Popeyes is sold out.
It's both good. Just fucking chicken sandwich.
Maybe, you
They're
know, Popeyes
good.
Is just like, you know, we didn't want this. And let's just withdraw our chicken sandwich till the hype is, you know, calm down. They're doing the right thing because...
If you saw it on Facebook, I mean, Pop-Tarts came to the... came to the rescue for those who are missing their Popeyes chicken sandwiches.
Pop-Tarts has chicken.
I don't know how real
chicken Pop-Tarts.
I'm sure that's probably a meme. But
I follow a page on Instagram that makes a bunch of fake.
That'd be great.
It is
things like that.
I don't know if I could eat. I don't know if I could eat chicken out of the toaster.
No,
if it did exist, would you put chicken in a toaster
and
eat
too,
it?
Right? Is the icing on it?
Did Eggo's invent chicken and waffles or something like that? Like microwave chicken and waffles?
I don't know. They made a chicken and waffle cereal, man.
No kidding.
Yeah, it was at Walmart. That's some.
I don't know about all that.
I am offended by that.
Right.
Why are you a cereal fan? Are you a big
I just
eater
think that that's weird.
Well, I'm offended by it too. I don't want to eat it.
I don't know. It's a weird world
chicken,
we live in.
Chicken and waffle
million,
cereal.
There's a million flavors and shit.
Textures.
Yeah, textures.
Preservatives
and
you know what it is, Chris? It's just like everything else. Movies, TV, music. They've run out of fucking ideas.
Right? You go in a liquor store.
What else
store,
can you make a cereal?
You go in a liquor store.
Chicken
now,
and waffles.
You can recycle something.
Steak and cheese. Cheese steaks.
You can buy bacon flavored vodka. Now,
I know, right?
Or
gross.
Cotton candy.
But what
vodka,
else are they going to put in cereal? There's going to be like a steak dinner coming out soon.
Philly right? cheese steak right? flavor.
I blame Willy Wonka.
Willy Wonka?
Yeah, man.
Why?
Because of the Everlast and Gobstopper.
That's true, but they never
or
made
it. No, it was the gum.
It was not really.
But Willy Wonka never made.
It was the gum. I misspoke.
If they were still alive today.
It was a three-course meal.
If the company was still alive today, they'd probably be sued because they are not actually everlasting.
They're
the Gobstoppers.
You're right.
They don't last forever.
Chris challenged it several times.
I feel like they still make those, though.
I'll tell you how many licks it takes to get to the center of this motherfucker.
Watch me.
He's making a whole
porn video out of it.
Back in those days, it'd be like, it'd be hold my Hawaiian punch, watch this.
Yeah, right.
We have a lot going on here. Yeah. We just came from a movie shoot of Mark Byrne. Right?
Couple of cats.
Yeah, that's right, yeah.
Yeah. Remnants is the name of the film he's filming.
You got blood on your shirt.
I got blood on my shirt.
I spit on a clown.
Yeah, it was a good time. He got to shoot a clown.
I got bloody good. Chris and I play
like buddy cops in this movie, man. We had all of two lines, but man.
Yeah, we played him up.
We fuck up a clown.
We
man.
Played him up.
Who
man.
Can beat that?
We're going to be on the big screen.
But Charming, you're a ghost in this movie.
We're going to be on the bronze screen.
Yeah. She didn't have nothing to do with our scene though. I thought that would have been cool if she floated spirit. out of the clown or something.
So what was your role? You were a spirit.
You were a spirit.
Yeah, good.
Are you good at floating? Like, were you floaty walking?
Now wait, let's back up. We got Matt Burns in here, who is you are associated with this film. You work with Mark Byrne. So in the context of this film, Chris and I are the cops. We're the good guys, or is the clown the good guy?
Oh no, you guys are the good guys. We killed the bad guy.
He's
an evil clown. Yeah,
okay.
All right. Is the clown the star of the movie?
Yeah. Is this movie about the clown?
I mean,
I have no idea.
It's about. I mean, well, I was gonna say. Yeah. I mean, it's. There's a lot of synopsis here. I mean, there's a lot of different angles in this movie. I mean, there's. I mean, it's got a little bit of everything. It's got paranormal. It's got violent deaths. It's got good and evil, basically, that whole storyline or whatever.
Right, but the gist is this clown in and out of this movie.
Some romance
the gist
in there.
Is it's basically the bridge between life and death.
Now, how would you say that right, Chris and Jay did tonight?
I think they did pretty good.
It's my film debut.
I know it is.
I didn't even have to be an extra.
You guys were done this shoot like an hour.
That's right. We're that good. All I'm saying is I want a spinoff, man. I already talked to Mark about that.
Yeah.
Oh,
no,
my God.
We'll definitely have you all back.
Yeah.
Clown Cops.
I did this movie back
Clown
in November.
Cops.
That sounds awesome. I would watch that.
I did a short film back in November for Peter Arzmedia, the Fresh Academics crew. It's some religious-based movie I still don't understand. But nonetheless, I'm a guy that goes out into this Armageddon world, and I get shot at the very beginning of the movie. You know what I mean?
Wow!
But I did so well, you know.
Yeah.
Awesome.
You were so
right?
good. They had to cut you short because you were going.
That's
that
the day I found out I have a bald spot coming in, man. Because when they showed me the scene as I'm walking across this garage and the light glares off the top of my head, oh fuck, I'm going bald.
Oh man, you're gonna have to start wearing a yarmulke.
I'm telling you what, man.
Yeah, I was gonna say
or a little spanky hat with a propeller on.
Yeah, with the propeller on top.
Anyway, I was like, hey man, I get shot.
Clown cops.
Doesn't mean I'm dead though. So I said, hey,
no,
man,
like
where's
I said,
my
but
spin-off?
I mean, but yeah, this movie basically is like almost like the bridge between life and death, basically. It's a it's kind of a metaphor thing. It's about how people, when you die, are you really dead?
Well, wait,
does a part of you stay with
but hang
us?
On, let's ask Miss Speak and Spell over here. Remnants. What exactly does that word pertain to? What's the definition of remnants? What
anything left behind?
Is that what that is?
I was guessing that,
but I didn't want to be wrong.
So when you moved out of your other place and like you left like your sweater hanging in the
when you moved from the old place,
there were
closet.
No remnants of me left in that.
No
apartment.
Remnants left of you.
It
in
was
I like
all
to try and
dead.
Get my security deposit
nothing
back.
Whatsoever,
you know?
Huh?
Gotcha.
No.
Nope.
Okay.
No.
What you say? We'll ask you.
No later. DNA evidence. Did you wash the place down?
I bleached the whole.
There's no way
place.
To tell Charming.
Lime. That's lime. That's what John Wayne Gacy did. You know, just lots of lime.
His body's under the floorboard.
Yeah, that's what I said, like John Wayne
Remnants,
Gacy.
Motherfucker.
Yeah.
Jesus.
Yeah.
Remnants, bitch.
So that there you go. We did that. We did a movie shoot today.
It's only viewable in blacklight.
What's cool? He got, you know, Mark Burns should consider himself lucky, man. He got the whole Hub Show crew in his one movie.
I know, right?
This is this is the start of something. I think
crazy.
It is nuts.
A beautiful relationship.
Yeah, it is. There you go.
I don't know about all that.
It is, man.
Beautiful is the right, quite the word I'd use.
You know what? This is all going to lead to something. But anyway.
I am intrigued by the storyline, and I think it's cool that none of us really know what
the
hell's going
script?
On.
Do you know the whole story?
No, I only had my script.
All I know is
I do. Scenes. I know.
You
the whole
do, right?
I know the whole story. Yeah.
So I'm excited to see it all come together.
Are you stoked about it?
I am, actually. I am. I think it's a very original idea, which is what I like. I mean, again, you know, in the land of remakes and rehashes and all this, I mean, you know.
This is original?
This is actually a pretty original storyline.
So let me ask you a question. The timeline of the thing, so we can tell our audience who gives a shit. Remnants is an independent film by Mark Byrne.
Yeah.
And yourself? What's your job in the
I'm a producer. I'm a producer on it, but I also act in it as well.
Yeah, but you're also, you've been in like almost every scene, right? You've been there for all the
shoots.
Yeah,
I've been there
you're
for
helping
a good
out,
bit of,
right?
Yeah, I've been there for a decent
So what's the
it.
What's the timeline for us to see this thing?
We're talking 2020, we'll have it out by, right? We'll have it out in 2020, probably late spring. We're
late
hoping
spring?
To release it Memorial Day weekend in 2020.
Are there a lot more scenes to shoot? He's nowhere done yet,
have. I mean, we're probably about, I don't know, 40% done.
Shooting. Oh, you got a long way to go.
Was,
right?
I mean, but I mean, the rest of the stuff that we need to shoot is all at the same time and it's all in the same place. So which is convenient.
And it's crazy, Mac. We're going to have you on TV this week on a show. We're
yeah,
trying
I know.
To save it's, all this information.
Yeah, oh yeah, that. I know. I'm not trying to get too many spoilers.
Inspire mine.
But I was going to say, but I don't want to give too many spoilers out because I know we still got some stuff. Well, you got plenty of stuff to talk about tomorrow too. But I mean, it's just.
Well, let me ask you this: Mark Byrne's Remnants right now is his current project. What's, do you know his next one is?
I do. It does. We don't. I don't really know a lot about it, but I know it's going to be a crime drama. It's going to be completely different.
Wink, wink, nudge, nudge.
No, he's already done. Right. He's already done a noir, which was cool.
Film noir,
he nailed that genre.
It?
Yeah.
Saw it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I have
awesome.
It. Yeah. I bought all a couple right. of his movies at the con.
Cool. Uh-uh.
Yeah,
we're
but
going
no,
to be
it's,
at the
it's definitely. It's definitely like I said. It's definitely more universal. It's definitely like I said. When we live in the land of remakes.
Wait, a segue there, Matt. I'm going to pick your brain for a second here.
Okay.
Yeah, next week, the 21st and 22nd of September, we are up in Harrisburg at the Comic Con, Popping Comic Con convention from the Forest State Comic Con. But you will not be there.
I will not. No.
Because
I
why?
Oh, I got a movie shoot. I got a different.
You working with? Oh, a different one.
A different
doing?
One. I'm working on. Yeah.
It ain't gonna be the same without you, man. Every
well,
con
I mean,
you've
I,
been there,
I,
dude.
No, I mean, I just you know,
you're the
I mean,
reason
I,
we're there.
I hate to, I mean, I hate to miss it. I do. I mean, okay. I wish everybody the best of luck. I do.
But we'll see you in March.
You'll
right?
see me in March. We'll see you in March. And hopefully right. at the next. Hopefully at the next in Harrisburg.
So anyone knows who's like, listen,
we're gonna have
no animosity, no hard feelings. I'm just, no. it's just
oh, you know what? They gave you a good plug on the TV show.
Oh, I know. As I said, and again, we're
they love you, man. You are the catalyst for this whole thing.
Yeah, and I mean, we're still all real cool. And I mean,
all right, that's good. That's all I want.
Jay was giving me a little bit of insight how this whole Comic Con thing. Started
in a bar.
How did this start in a bar?
The Forest State Comic Con.
What's this? What's
in
the
actually,
line of this
actually
thing?
Well, that was the original idea was a horror show. Actually, it was an original idea, but the Comic Con started at a skating rink up in Waynesburg.
Oh,
actually,
wait. So he mentioned bar. Is this where the idea came up in a bar?
No. We did a con at a bar called the, it was called the Forest State Slasher Con. Actually,
that's the roots of it, right?
Okay. And then the next thing you know, I'm hanging
totally up your alley.
Yeah, I was going to say, hanging with a friend of mine or whatever in Waynesboro who had a shop in that same plaza. We were talking about possibly doing a show in his shop. You know, we just bringing up some friends of ours from The Walking Dead and having a couple vendors and things like that. Just having a little mini show or whatever. Mm-hmm. But then we got to think, we're like, wait a minute, there's this skating rink right next door to his shop.
In Waynesboro, right?
In Waynesboro, yeah. Well, it's not there anymore. They closed it. That's how we wound up moving down to Hager Hall. But I mean, but yeah, with skating rooms there, we're like, well, that's a nice wide open space. We can fit a lot of vendors. And, you know, we just talked to the guy, and he's like, yeah, he's like, I'm a little slow during this time period. So here, why don't we do it this weekend? I was like, great. I mean, and we wound up doing it, and it wound up being a success. And that's how
it grew.
Yeah.
When was that? How long ago was that?
2016.
So in 3 years, they bumped up, and now they're going into Harrisburg,
into the mall,
a facility that's five times the size of Hager
Hall. Which is crazy.
It is nuts.
They're not using the top floor, but that's
it's true. But it's still 100-plus square feet.
It's a big space.
It's a big jump from Hager Hall.
It used to be a Boscoff's, I want to say.
Right, a department store. And we'll be there.
It's a big jump from a skating rink.
Yeah, big jump from 10,000 to 20,000 to 100,000, which is
and then in March, they're going to the Hagerstown Community College.
Which is like a 50,000.
Yeah, big exhibit space for them.
Yeah, so I mean, that's almost three
Hager
times
Hall is over with. That's
That's, yeah, that's what I said. Which, I mean, yeah,
that's chump change compared to what they're moving on to. So it's like, cool, man.
I mean, the only like I said again, it's gonna take a lot of people for that place to look full, which is gonna.
We're there to help. The Hub Show's gonna help.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah.
We're pitching a tent next week.
We're pitching a tent. Yeah. We're having board games.
We're
gonna have a lounge area.
B-O-R-E-D. Nice. We're having the board games.
Yeah, you got the Hungry chill Hippos. Area.
I don't know how you compete, but somehow there'll be a Ouija contest. Yeah. Is that such a thing?
Yeah. What, Twister?
I was going to say, if you do
Who Ouija, can move you, the Oracle the most convincingly?
The escalator move by
I
itself.
I actually saw Ouija boards at Ollie's Bargain Outlet the other day, and I was a little confused. I'm like, I don't know if I trust a Ouija board coming from Ollie's. What do you all think?
It's used, they, right? Yeah.
No, it's not used.
It's not used?
No. Ollie's stuff is nice.
Sorry.
Do you have to buy
Ouija board from Big Lots?
You have to buy a Ouija board from like the place where they sell
it's a
gremlins.
Discounted Ouija
I don't know.
I don't know
the diatribes of this or whatever, yes. But it just seems like a
you
Ouija
have to
board.
Buy a Ouija board from an old Chinaman for it to be legit.
So yes. If I bring the one from Parker Brothers with it, it's not the same.
It's not the same.
It's bullshit.
Yeah. The one with that little Monopoly guy on the
I'm a poser.
You're a poser, right?
Well, I won't bring that one then. I don't know.
We getting Connect Four? I'm a Connect Four champion.
I was gonna say sorry.
We got Battleship.
No, it's sorry.
I don't bring too many games, man.
We got Battleship. I got Battleship. Boy, I will.
You got anything?
What do you got?
Charlie? Multiplayer.
Well, we're on Cosplay Row. We're in the neighborhood of all the cosplayers, so I thought Twister would be interesting, but I don't know if they participated.
That would be hilarious.
Yeah, right. Vanna Black says yeah.
Those cosplayers, they like to get skimpily dressed on their Instagram pages. Maybe we got like strip Twister or something. I don't know.
No, I can't go there, dude. We learned the hard way about two shows ago.
Oh yeah, that's right. You guys were the center of controversy.
We got toned down.
Yeah,
the cosplayers for just.
Oh, I know. For
it wasn't even
sexual.
Anyway, is what it is.
Sexual innuendo.
I know.
Yeah, sexual. I'm in your window.
It seemed like a legitimate
Get
question
out of
at the
that
time,
tree.
Though. Charmin's giving me the stink eye, but it was a legit question.
Hey, who is
she? Was there with her husband? I figured this guy must be like.
How about this? Who is Peeping Tom?
Oh,
who was the first? Do you think his name was Tom? The first guy that got
caught? Are we looking for the original?
You think it was him?
There you go. Look that up, Chris, for next show. The original.
That's your homework.
Yeah, was his name?
Where's it come from? The word Peeping Tom.
The first guy who got busted for peeping.
The first Peeping Tom.
You take a bunch of things like that and do like a little. Well, you already did kind of a game show,
right?
What?
Actually, did you do idioms before? I thought it used to be Jerry rigged. And I was wondering who Jerry was, and then somebody corrected me and told me it's
so
jury rigged.
What's the original?
The jury is rigged.
Yes, you jury rigged.
What are the origins of the
muffler.
Term Peeping Tom? That's a good history note there. Yeah.
The origins of Peeping Tom.
Who's the guy that got labeled that first?
Right.
I imagine it had to be Tom.
Every Tom, Dick, and Harry.
Or Tom, Dick, and Harry.
What about Johnny on the Spot?
Right.
You know?
Who's Johnny?
What spot are we talking about?
Oh,
if Jimmy keeps cracking corn and no one cares, why does he keep doing it?
Yeah, I don't know.
Because he doesn't give a fuck either. That's why.
If you know the answer,
he doesn't give a fuck.
If you know the answers to any of these questions,
please
email it to
producer at the Hub Show. Producer at the hubshow.com. I want to know the origins of Peeping Tom.
Origins of Peeping Tom. Yeah. And we'll take any home improvement questions you got.
Sure.
And Jimmy Crack. And
just,
Jimmy Crack.
Hey, for the record, you know, we did a cosplay contest. We got about 20 people sent their stuff in to win the weekend passes. We've been giving away 4 weekend passes to Comic-Con. And a bunch of people sent in their stuff. And as we chose the three, one of the three returned my email. These people email me with the pictures. I emailed them back, said, hey, you won. And I got only one person coming back saying, hey, we'll be there.
Really?
Like,
wow.
Shit, well, or get off the pot.
That's
lack
of motivation.
If you're going to join a contest, you're going to win it, aren't you? Not just to show me your favorite one there.
Do you think maybe, hey,
do you think
Boogie Woogie chick there?
Maybe your response.
Yeah, she never responded.
Maybe
twice.
That,
maybe yours is going into their spam.
Well, what if people sent you fraudulent pictures that weren't even them?
That's what I'm
saying. Second thoughts,
That's probably what it is. The guilt was killing them. Let's narrow it down to that. As far as I'm concerned, you're a bunch of frauds. The ones who didn't answer. There you go.
Maybe like they thought that we were just going to have like a public poll, and they were just upset because we didn't.
I never said that on any of my ads. It said.
People don't like to read.
Well, hey.
People don't read.
If you did submit your thing and you think you won, you should be checking your junk folder.
Right. Talking about free
because
passes.
There might be
free
some free
weekend
passes.
Both days.
Well, why don't you, did you publicly announce it?
No.
You should.
All right, fine.
You should at least do that.
It Monday.
We publicly we'll asked for submissions.
Here's who's won, and I can also publicly shame the person who submitted and didn't respond.
Hey, let's do the let's
that's
do the
so old school now.
Let's do the public announcement on the TV show.
Sure, tomorrow.
That'll blend
the one that goes up on Thursday, and we can tell them, "Hey, you snooze, you lose."
Well,
yeah, but no,
they won't see it. They don't even
you
live in this area,
to
dude.
Post it on Facebook because you did a call for entries.
I'm just trying. I'm just trying
stick
to blend
with your format.
Thank you, Charming.
I'm just trying to blend the format traffic.
I know.
No, we should.
We should.
You try
still,
to interact the two formats.
Facebook is definitely more outreaching than the TV show right now. So, yeah,
yeah. But I mean, we could talk about.
As far as we know,
if you want this, you got to go to YouTube. On
exactly,
that,
man.
Back and forth.
Exactly. Listen, I want to move on to something else here because Charming here has to go. She's watching the clock. We all are. She's out of here.
My alarm set?
In about a half hour, right?
About a half hour. Where are you going? Where do you go?
Tell the whole world what
Derby.
You. She's a Derby girl.
A roller.
This will be my second Derby,
Derby
practice.
How did the first one go?
How'd it go?
It was a lot of fun.
Was
I enjoyed it?
It.
Yeah, we did a lot of
what, do you
cool
run,
drills. And
yeah, you run drills and stuff.
Mm-hmm. Have you gotten hurt yet?
No.
It seems kind of violent.
Damn,
I mean, everybody falls.
It's violent.
You know? It's going to I actually didn't fall, though, the other day.
So for practice, do they actually, like,
except
set
we
the
did,
track
we did
up
purposeful falls. Like, we learned
how to fall. Yeah, exactly.
So we did that. But
that's cool.
And a lot of different other kinds of drills. And
so
yeah,
you're in it to win
time.
It, right? You're in it? You're
on I mean, it's something that I've been wanting to do for a long time.
Isn't that a Bring It On movie, In It to Win It?
Something like that.
I guess I'm guessing they tell you when you fall to clench your fists because you don't want your fingers.
Yeah, what is
that? Is that
what
that
it
is?
How do you know, Chris? You've been derbying or something?
No, I'm just guessing. Oh. There's a vulnerable.
Yeah, and then when you get up, you
what is the
get
rule?
Up on your fists.
You get up on your fists.
So do you already? So let me ask you, Charming. You got your skates? I know you showed us those. You got your new skates? Are you all decked out? You got elbow pads and everything, or what?
I did get my pads, but I think I got them a little too big.
Can we get you
so
some, like,
I'm going to probably
what
have
can
to
we
get
do for
new
you,
ones.
Charming?
I do need a helmet.
Can we get you some Road Warrior pads? The ones with the big spikes on the top?
That would be awesome.
The Legion of Doom.
The Legion of Doom.
That would be so awesome.
Get
just
you a
Mad
helmet.
Max style.
A helmet with a mohawk on it.
Would you actually be allowed to wear those? Spikes on your shoulder?
Probably not.
Yeah, can you have a mohawk on your helmet?
That seems like a safety violation.
That's going to be Charming's name, Mad Max. She's out there.
That would be awesome.
Mad Max Charming.
Oh,
that's a great name.
Her skates, the wheels actually have the little spikes sticking out of the wheels. Woo! So she can...
like on Grease.
Up against the people beside her.
Yeah.
Reference to that. Hump show, baby.
She's the Dick Dastardly.
Bunch of assholes.
The
Dick Dastardly. Yeah.
Mason Dixon Roller Vixen.
Absolutely, man.
So awesome.
It would be, man. That'd be awesome.
Yeah, I mean.
You have a little oil can in your back pocket.
But the thing is that we don't know.
What's the deal?
We're not like official team members yet because we have to be able to do a certain amount of laps within a certain amount of time.
So,
and we haven't even got to that level yet.
Let me ask you a question, though. So here we are.
Oh, I think it's 20 and 20 here.
Yeah. It's like 25 and like 4 minutes.
Right. So we're. Well, let me ask you though. We're into September
25
here.
25 and 5.
We're actually going to be at the first All-Stars game on the 29th of September. We're going to be back in the swing of things with the Mason Dixon Roller Vixens doing our show from there. But what goes on with you? Are you feeling confident about it? You can do it, right? The last.
I think so.
Yeah.
I mean. I need to work on my crossovers.
Of course, there's got to be something there where, you know. Yeah.
If I get my crossovers down, then I'll be
good
golden.
To go?
Yeah.
But what happens between now and I know Battle of the Freshies is like in February. So what happens between now and then? When do you actually become an official member of the Cannon Brawlers or whatever? How's it work?
I don't 100% know yet.
Okay.
So,
it's just
I mean,
I did
just have my first practice on Thursday.
I get
you. And I did just get my schedule yesterday. So
it's funny how the whole Hub show and all of these things that are going on, we really don't know what's going on.
Yeah,
we
no
never
fucking clue.
I love it, though, because we're all just winging it, but we manage to do stuff.
We go into the TV show with zero script, zero plan, zero teleprompter.
I was
good.
Actually just thinking about that
that's
today.
What makes
like,
the Hub
I was
show
just
good.
Like, man, I was like, we are all just
we are
winging
awesome.
It. Like, and we somehow just make
we
it
pull
work.
It off.
You know?
Improv sometimes is the best way to
pull
it
off, too.
Really
you have no idea. Everything you see on that TV show of ours
is
done.
Made up.
We've
on
talked
the
about
spot.
It like 5 minutes before those cameras started rolling.
I mean,
we have an idea what we're going to do, but how it gets done from A to B to C, we just wing it.
I feel like if we overly planned this out,
it would suck.
It would suck.
Yeah, exactly.
You know?
Mm-hmm. People don't get
that.
You
can definitely think too much about it.
Yeah.
See, this is what I'm running into. Let's in the world of podcasting, okay? I'm meeting other people who are also doing podcasts. It's become very popular now. There's even some people around this area in Hagerstown who are, quote, podcasting. But they're trying to fine-tune it and make it crisp like a fucking talk show. There's a difference between a podcast and a talk show. You know, it's the same thing, right?
Yeah, we're more personal. You get to know us.
Podcasts, no, but even like you and I, Chris, we go back because of Adam Carolla. It's very raw.
Yeah.
It's very slap the headphone. Like right now, we just came from a movie shoot. I said, let's meet at Chris's house. Boom, 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 set up. You know, Charming has to leave in 45 minutes, but let's just get on here and talk it up. And here we are.
Jay's still in his unit.
I'm still wearing a bloody shirt, man. It's fucking awesome, right? It's hardcore. Right.
Making it work.
I look like I just came from church, man.
And we don't even know what role we played in the movie. We were just
like, stigmata.
Spilled the wine on my shirt.
We don't
that's
know
all what
blood of Christ.
Yeah, I'm just saying. But you know, does people want to do a podcast and they want to be all polished and shit. You know, like for instance, when the mayor comes on the TV show with us to do the Hub Show podcast, and he doesn't want to wear the headphones. That's what a podcast is, man.
Right.
You know what I mean? That still rubs me the wrong way a bit when I watch it, but it is what it is.
I guess it is kind of confusing because it is a TV show that's trying to.
It is, but even
over.
The man at the top of our Antietam broadband, Tony Heaton, shout out to you, Tony. He didn't want, initially, it was tossed around that the Hub Show is kind of like the Tonight Show, where we're just like a talk show.
Yeah, but he didn't want that.
No, he wanted Howard Stern. He wanted headphones, microphones, and all that stuff.
Yeah.
And so that's the way we've kept it.
Yeah.
So even though it looks like we're doing the evening news, we got the fucking Princess Leia look going with the headphones and all that shit.
I love it.
That's the way it should be.
It reminds me of like that skit on SNL with the two ladies.
Yeah, I know what you're talking about. Like, yeah.
Talking all soft and
sweaty balls.
Well, speaking of which, did you hear about the Alec Baldwin roast?
Yes, I did.
Oh, I believe that's on this evening, isn't it?
That's going to be amazing.
Are you there watching that?
I wish I had Comedy Central so I could watch it. And that's...
It'll
be available tomorrow,
magical.
Dude.
That's one of my important things.
It'll be available tomorrow on YouTube somewhere, dude.
Yeah.
Somewhere out there.
Sweaty balls.
Sweaty
balls are just magical.
You would you whisper.
Magical sweaty
balls.
Is that what your favorite... what's your favorite SNL skit?
That is tough, man.
That's a lot of good ones.
I think my favorite was back during the I repeated it so many times as a child. When the O.J. Simpson trial.
Uh-huh.
And they had Tim Meadows playing O.J. Simpson.
Yeah.
Or no, Tim Meadows was playing Johnny Cochran.
Oh, yeah. I remember
and David Spade came on as the, who was the other guy? The
Mark
surfer
Furman.
Guy.
Cato Kaelin. Oh, okay.
Yeah,
right.
He came on as Cato Kaelin, had like two girls on his arms, and then he comes up to this stand. They were like, Judge Ito was like, I think we should break to order a pizza.
There we go.
Then they started debating on the topics.
What comes to your mind, Charlie? SNL skits.
I mean, I always like their fake advertisements, like Gangsta Bitch Barbie and Oops, I Crap My Pants.
Oops,
like,
I Crap My Pants
was
good.
A good one.
Yeah, right.
I liked the Lonely Island music videos.
Oh,
remember the
That's
three-way and Dick in the Box. And
Dick in the Box.
Mother
Lover is amazing.
That was good stuff.
Oh, I like the ones that JT does with the where they always dress up and he's like the... kind of like the equivalent of a sign spinner.
Oh, yeah, and he's
bringing
like
down
him
down
and Andy Samberg are also
right?
kind of like
yeah, they're just battling it out.
Yeah.
Well, I remember watching Wayne's World before they put the movie out.
Oh,
that shit was awesome.
That's
back
awesome.
In the day, man.
Yeah.
And they had Tom Hanks as a roadie and stuff. Yeah. And Aerosmith was on. That's good stuff, man.
Yeah.
It's awesome.
Party on.
That's it.
Nice.
Wayne's World.
I still think we need to do that for a Halloween episode. I want you guys to dress up. Like Wayne and Garth.
Hey, listen,
and then,
you know what I'm tossing around?
That,
I know
that would be amazing.
It's only 3 months away. I'm tossing around. I was standing yesterday at Kepler Theater for that Prime Time for Women thing. I was on stage, and I was thinking, and I joke about it with Jim at Antietam Broadband and the guys about us doing a show here, a Hub Show. And I don't really see them saying no. I see them looking at each other like,
Yeah.
But, you know, I don't want to be forking out the money to rent that place.
Right.
So somehow, we're going to get involved with one of these charities out here and make it for charity. Then you get people to start talking about
What if
about,
we did like a Jerry's Kids type thing?
Kids.
We have all the people on
the
telephone.
Oh
yeah, we have all the people on the telephone behind
kids.
Us. Like picking up the telephone.
Only if we can have that thermometer thing. Right?
I know singers and musicians that would jump on if we actually got something going.
Right?
That's 3 months from now.
Oh, yeah.
There's a Hub Show holiday special out of Kepler Theater. That'd be the shit.
That would be awesome.
I was thinking she can do prime
old school telephone.
She can do prime
style.
Time for women on this stage.
Phones
and it wasn't,
just
you know, she had a decent crowd. It is what it is. I thought if we had enough time to promote it and everything else, this thing
could blow up.
We could blow it up.
Yeah.
Hub Show holiday special.
Right.
The Charming Brown Christmas. I'd do that.
So ridiculous.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I just want to be that kid that runs in place like that.
Yes, we can do. We can get a bunch of people on stage to duplicate.
But now
that
I got
to
get. Now I got to get my original idea for Jairus back in play.
Which was
it? He told me that the FAA probably wouldn't let him do it, but I told him he should build a Christmas tree topper that can be seen from space.
Yeah,
I told him that last year.
You did. That's right. You did. I said, "All you had a year to do it."
I said, "All you need to do is match the lumens that are coming out of the Twin Towers."
You really have a man crush on him, don't you?
He does.
You have such a man crush.
Him and his wood stove.
It is hilarious.
So what if we had our little?
It's adorable.
Well, just for the record,
our Christmas tree topper that can be seen from space.
Jairus Aval will be in Harrisburg with us.
Okay.
He'll be demonstrating some stuff, so you need to bring it up again. He's had a whole year, right, to get his shit together.
And what kind of tree is this going on?
Anyone's backyard tree. He wants you to be able to see it from space, though.
Yeah.
Like a satellite should be able to pick up where we are.
Man. And it should say Hub Show. Happen.
One little blip.
Yeah, like the Batman thing in the sky.
Everybody's blinded. Everybody's putting on their sunglasses.
Planes are crashing and shit.
For the lighting of this damn tree. Jesus Christ.
Yeah.
Yeah, that'd be sweet.
I was going
to
say,
need like a fucking couple generators to power it.
You know what's cool? What's cool is
because you're going to light up like the Amazon.
You see the whole city grid just dim.
But what's cool is Jairus could actually pull it off.
That'd be awesome. He
That's
could.
What I said. But the whole East Coast will just blow up. Like, yeah. Just
like Clark Griswold's house. You know?
Yeah. Holy shit. Where's the Tylenol?
Oh, shit.
That'd be awesome. But Jairus could pull it off. I think so, too.
Yeah. Where's he been? He's been all over
the place.
He's
been in Canada.
He's been in Canada.
That was in Canada.
I love poutine. He's doing stuff with the Hacksmith.
Hunting moose.
Is the Hacksmith in Canada?
Poutine.
With some other YouTuber. Syrup. They were doing stuff together.
Shania Twain.
Sure. Yeah.
She's up there.
Fucking hockey.
Donuts.
Speaking of that, hey.
I always thought that was odd, a Canadian country music singer.
Matt, I haven't even spoke to you in a while. Our team blew it in Game 7 this year, man.
I don't want to talk about it.
I know, but it's past.
We've discussed this already.
Game 7 Boston, they blew it. The whole
Aston.
Thing.
I
bullshit. But
I'm
guess
not
what?
Talking about it.
October 3rd, they play. New season. There we are. We'll be back.
I don't know.
Boston.
Boston. All right.
Sports talk on the Hub Show.
Yeah.
Meanwhile, right. Back to Charming and Chris.
Yeah, you know the. You know, I went to a WVU game last weekend.
Did you?
And I learned bring that up. Now I'm depressed.
I learned something that I just that I never noticed before. Well, they call them quarters because there's four of them in the game. Never dawned on me.
Oh, wow. Huh? Really?
They call them periods in hockey because there's only three.
I know.
And there's four quarters in it.
Really, Chris?
About that.
Wow. Is that seagulls?
You deserve that, dude.
Is that seagulls?
Those are supposed to be crickets.
Well, you know.
I have better crickets on the other one. Some
sounds
seagulls?
Like,
there was
that
also
sounds more like the ocean in
the mating
in
of the seagulls.
Yeah.
See, some
I don't even care.
Dumpster diving.
Dumpster diving seagulls,
and McDonald's.
Baby.
Yeah.
But you see, there was also, there's been a lot of things that I've been blind to. Through the years.
Do tell.
There was
I was probably in my late 20s before I realized what all those signs with that picture of that person, the black and white flag that says POWMIA on it.
Oh, you didn't realize
I always
what
went,
that meant?
Who in the hell's Pal Mia? It must be some kind of Pocahontas Indian type person. Yeah.
With their head tilted forward.
Yeah. When did you do this now?
Wow. I know.
This year?
No, this was like
actually there was a hey there was a post on Facebook.
Who is Pal Mia?
There was a post on Facebook about people that have with similar things like that. Like they didn't know who they were talking to when they landed on the moon. They thought Houston was the name of one of the astronauts.
Houston, we've got a problem. Which one of y'all is Houston?
Yeah.
We all have our things.
Yeah, you don't have you never had one of those. Where
I have. I can't think of what it is right now though, because I'm still thinking about yours.
Like some music lyrics that you've been singing wrong your entire life.
Oh yeah, there's lots of those. Dude.
And then just figured it out one day. Like, oh my god, I'm so stupid.
Yeah, but your version sounded better. So whatever.
Yeah, right.
So excuse me while I kiss this guy.
Yeah.
I've heard that. I never thought that's what
like
people mistaken it to be.
Wrapped up with a douche.
Or speaking of Rush, we were talking just talking about Canada. Yeah. Instead of red barchetta, people thought he was saying red butt chowder.
Chowder.
Red butt chowder.
Red butt chowder. Nice. Red butt chowder.
I had a buddy growing up forever. He sang the Rage Against the Machine, Renegades of Funk. He would say Redneck Kings of Funk.
Oh.
Yeah.
That's not even a Rage song, dude. He said it was Redneck Kings of Funk.
No, Renegades of Funk was the song.
I know.
Yeah, but that's not a Rage cover.
It's a remake of Afrika Bambaataa. It's a hip-hop track, dude.
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
So definitely not Redneck Kings of Funk. I'm
Boy, I'm...
That's good stuff.
Not original. But
no, but it's a good version of it. I'm not
a lot of people sampled Afrika Bambaataa.
Absolutely. Yeah, and he sampled a lot of people.
That's true.
Yeah, it's
that was in the heyday.
Planet Rock is all crap.
Look at the Beastie
Boys. That's right.
That was back before you got sued.
Actually, well, I won't go on a history tangent. Anyway, look it up. Planet Rock.
I wonder
who.
I wonder who
they got sued.
I wonder who was the first artist to get sued for sampling.
Well, I think it was the Beastie Boys.
No.
It wasn't Vanilla Ice.
No, they got sampled later. No, Vanilla Ice never got sampled. He got permission to use Queen.
Yeah, but they.
Chris Marquis is the one whose album
got
pulled off the shelf for sampling.
Yeah.
But Planet Rock.
MC Hammer.
Planet Rock lifted from Trans Europe Express by Kraftwerk so bad that Kraftwerk came out to sue them, and they said, let's pay it back by selling the single for a higher price than most singles in this. But yeah, they were getting.
They just wanted their cut.
But yeah.
Yeah.
That's the first time someone really took a song and lifted it like that.
Gotcha. You know,
like P. Diddy style.
Right.
And just rapping over it. You
know what I mean? That's the hell of a way to do it. Why is everybody shutting everything down?
That's
why
what hip hop is, man.
Why
it's
not
taking
say,
old
why not
shit
say,
and
hey,
making
listen.
It something new? That's what I've been ranting about this whole time.
But I mean, the way the argument's placed,
the art is gone.
The way the argument, the judicial system works.
You guys,
like, why not work together rather than one
of
person
this
always shuts
podcast,
the other person
we
down?
We were just talking about how shitty it was that we recycle all these things and like. We're upset because there's chicken sandwich Pop-Tarts, like, right. And
that's
cereal.
Bullshit. That's not the same.
So
this is music.
Just becoming very hypocritical
at
this point.
Not.
I don't even
about
understand
cereal and
what's
cereal.
Going on.
You can't sample cereal.
You can't sample cereal.
Booberry, the remix.
There's a cereal called Catacorn, for God's sake.
This is music we're talking about. Different story.
Cat unicorn cereal. I saw it.
I think we're talking about art, and I think that, you know.
Cereal.
Catacorn
and chicken sandwiches.
It's cool to sample other people's stuff, but just ask.
But you don't sample in the food world.
I know, but I like the idea of the fact that they
use only the amount that you're allowed to use.
I like the
which
fact.
Which is?
Isn't it like 30 seconds?
I guess. Is it even more? I don't know. That's
I think
10
it's
grand
like 30
right
seconds.
There, man.
Richie, 30
I
seconds.
Even, you what? 30 seconds.
You're allowed
what?
To use 30 seconds
of a song
without getting sued. Yeah.
No, not on podcast. You're not. They tell you straight up. If Spotify picks up a song on your shit and you ain't got a license to use or permission, they'll yank your butt. I know. They said they catch 1 second of a song and you haven't got permission. You know, they're looking at you funny.
Yeah, but I think that's because you're using their server.
Okay. Do tell.
You know, like you're using Spotify to,
for like the last year up until...
You get what I'm
up
saying?
Up until last
saving
month.
Their own ass.
Yeah,
basically what it
what
is. They're covering
doing,
their butts.
Like,
right.
Yes.
Now, if you're just playing a CD that you own and they can't tell the origin of where that came from, I don't think that they can say anything to you.
That's what I like. Twisting it up.
Right.
Blowing it down, speeding it up.
Yeah.
Loopholes.
Voice of reason. Charming over here.
Gotta chop
she
and
always
screw.
Has the leash, man. You too. Shut the fuck up. This is why. Spill the speaker spill out of you again, man.
That's right.
I know. That was a gift to us. Charming.
I like, want that to be in the Mr. Rogers episode.
That has to be on our new set, which is in the works right now for the Hub Show podcast. Mm-hmm. But the speaking spell has to go with it. You know what I mean?
I think so.
It has to be there.
Pittsburgh Dad used that on one of his YouTube videos. It was hilarious.
A speaking spell?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. He was just helping his kid with homework. It was hilarious. That guy's awesome. I love his videos. Reminds me a lot of my
person?
Father growing up.
Oh. Like, I think we need to do some, when the time is right, some promo shots for the Hub Show. We really don't have any, the three of us.
Mm-hmm.
We have these sporadic photos taken.
Yeah.
But I think the speaking spell definitely has to make its way into one of these pictures.
All right.
Just won't be the same. You know? What's up?
We should.
If you're gonna do that.
We should.
Draw
how
some
much
pictures,
does it cost to
people.
Rent a billboard?
That's what we should
lot.
Do.
Actually, a lot.
That's funny. I asked Antenna Broadband that. Whose TV station we're on. I thought you guys like the media
who
services
do we know
around
that
here.
Owns
you would know.
Who do we
they
know
own
that
them?
Owns a building that would let us plaster our faces on it? Like we're like a morning news team. Like
right.
How awesome
be,
would that be?
Get all your news from the Hub Show. We don't know shit in the fine line below it.
Like I said,
anything
I
and everything.
Got a,
I can
right.
get the answer to this.
Screen, make us look
I can get the answer to this question.
By what?
Very fast. I will be right back.
Well, I do know who owns the digital billboards around here, and it's like $1,100 a month to advertise
those
it's things.
It's insane how much
And I know that Hardy Pet advertises on one of them, and they were getting upset because the person that they're paying wasn't updating their ads like they were supposed to in the agreement. I'm like, for $1,100 a month, that motherfucker better be on top of their shit, dude.
Yeah.
That's such a Hagerstown attitude not to be going out
there. We got your money. Digital, that's man. It. Yeah,
you know?
It's
like, I think you got to send somebody out there.
The loans are in place. I already got the money. The it's all good.
Seriously.
Like Jerry Lundegaard in Fargo. Very, I got the money. It's
very lack of what?
Lackadaisical.
Thank you.
Lackadaisical, yes.
Yes, that's a big word.
Word that is not used enough these days.
All right, Charmer's watching the clock. She
got
to go.
She's got 11 minutes.
Got a few. Yeah. A few minutes before I got a roll.
I've just
literally roll.
I've just messaged someone on the billboard.
Was that what you went?
Who do you know in billboard land?
Well, our friends over at Simple Pleasures, by the way.
That's true.
They do rent billboards.
What?
As in they own one and rent it out?
Yes, they have one rented
out. After all this time, Chris.
Yes.
I've been with you for 2 years, homie. Just
he has a billboard.
You're just now getting to this information.
I'm telling you, we're going to go over
the
things we do.
I know, right? He told me today, he said, we're going to be doing a live show over at Antietam Brewery. And I was like, well, I could have hooked that up a long time ago because I built the bar at Antietam Brewery. Well, I've been friends with Bill since he got into
business. Well, let's be honest, though, we really haven't done much out there since the Ale House. We haven't really been out and about in the last year or so like that. Just really the roller bricks and games.
You guys have been like... You guys have just been so
underground.
Roller Vixen games in the Comic Con. Yes,
you guys got another little show coming up here in November at Second and Charles.
Yes, we do. Tell us all about the one, Matt.
We don't really have a lot of info yet. But I mean, but it's
November, right?
We're doing a show at Second and
November
Charles.
Yes, we are, but I don't even know the date.
November 2nd.
Mm-hmm. November 2nd.
Okay.
What are we doing? What's it called?
Charlie's Halloween Comic Fest.
I thought you called it Charlie Con.
Charlie got same thing.
Oh, okay. So short.
But this was Halloween themed. It's like a horror thing.
So Charlie Con.
Yes.
Who is Charles?
Charles is...
Where's the name come from?
I don't know, but he lives on 2nd Street.
He lives on 2nd.
Second and Charles.
Second and Charles.
It's funny, you know, a long time ago in a galaxy far, far away, when I first started the Hub Show by myself, I did a Hub Show out of 2nd and Charles. They actually let me come in there. Set up the big sign behind me, and
such
I interview people.
Go get her.
Hey, that's where I met. Hey, that's where I met Santino, man. Sebo.
Yeah.
Yeah. He was flipping through comic books. I got to interview a couple people doing that shit. We had some funny conversations.
Nice.
That's cool.
It's all
dude.
Rolled into this, man. He is a cool dude. He'll be there.
I listened to that podcast.
See?
Yeah.
That was me flying solo.
Before Chris.
Before I came on the show, I listened to like all of the episodes prior to when I came
on the
show.
You did your homework. Who's this motherfucker calling me to a podcast?
You're right.
I ain't gonna podcast that asshole.
I went on. I listened to like the first like 13, 14 episodes or something.
Now I'm happy, and I know I got your blessings. Otherwise, you could have just said, you know what, I might pass on this.
Charming,
when we first got approached about this thing called the Hub Show, did you actually listen to us before you came in here and sat with us?
The best bit was the Toys R Us bit.
Or did you just wing it and come in? Yeah,
I mean, I'm always just winging it.
Cheers.
Just winging it.
You have no idea what you're walking into. Someone said, "Hey, come with me. We're going to do the Hub Show," and it could have been some train wreck of a podcast. You had no idea.
Was that a four state or was that before four state?
What's that?
She came in here the week before.
She came in here with Jairus of all. She was sitting here, and
Jairus's birthday.
Yeah, and Josh was here.
Josh asked me.
Yeah.
Because you had asked him because I was on Josh's show.
Yeah.
And
Josh Swisher had a Thursday Night Live Facebook thing going on. It was doing pretty well for a while. There was getting people tuning in. And
I was on it for a minute.
Yeah, and Charming was in the background opening a bottle of wine. And I thought, who's that?
Right.
And then, you know, like everybody else, I couldn't believe her name is Charming. I was poking at that.
Yeah.
Sorry for that. I really am, man. But anyway, she showed
I'm
up.
I'm sure it's not the first time. Won't be the last.
She showed up March something with Jairus talking about his Aquaman suit. We had a really good time right here on the bye.
At
the Emerald Studio here.
Yeah.
And then she showed up at Comic-Con. It's been fun and games ever since. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Good balance. So we needed the female voice on
here. Yeah, because Shea left. And one
I'm saying, but we had Kaylee Marie sat with us again. Lucky us at the Comic-Con.
Oh, yeah,
but
Kaylee's
there
awesome.
There was Charmer to kind of hold our hand to that one. Don't say it. Kicking us under the table.
Yeah.
Don't go there.
Yeah, no more. No.
Black.
Because y'all got in trouble with her the first time. Back.
Thor can't be your girl. She posted pictures recently on Instagram of her dress as Thor.
The fuck she can. Those Thor girl comics sell like crazy.
Well, apparently we didn't even know that. We didn't even know anything about that. She educated us on that.
Yeah, she had to.
It's funny, though. I gave her shit on Instagram. That's not you.
That's the thing about the cosplayers is they have to bring us up to date on the characters because some of the characters were like,
Yeah.
You don't look like Pac-Man at all. Or any of the four ghosts.
They give you some anime explanation, some shit we've never been going to
hear.
Some canon
of
anime,
like, yeah.
I can't even do
book
that.
It's series.
Second of Charles, we get that stuff.
But that, yeah. I did call that out on the actual TV show when he announced that you guys were going to have a contest. And I was like, wait, you guys just found out what cosplay means. Now you're judging it?
Like, who are you to blast us on our show like that? Fucking Charming.
What do you mean?
Isn't that part of the dynamic?
It is. I mean, it's a
beautiful
thing.
Kind of is, yeah. But, it is. But yeah, no, like, we get in anime stuff at Second of Charles all the time. I have no idea what
really?
It is.
Really? Are you not into that at all?
I hate anime.
You hate it?
I love anime. I just don't get into it. I like the psychological stuff.
I feel like Peter Griffin on Family Guy after he's all drunk watching. I'm like, I don't understand any of this. Everything in Japan is either a 12-year-old girl or a monster.
Well, Santino's
everything's a demon. Everything has a demon in it.
Santino's a big fan of My Hero Academia. Mm-hmm. He was trying to educate us on that.
I don't know what it is.
I just can't get into it.
It sounded good.
He sold it to you pretty well.
Did he?
Well, the storyline sounded good.
Good for him.
There's not enough guys with skin on their face.
But Charming, right now,
there's just not enough of that.
Right now, what do you watch? What do you sit down and tune into? What gets your attention nowadays? You sound like someone who grew up watching Adult Swim and all that stuff. Here you are. So like right now,
actually, you know what? I was showing Richie yesterday.
Uh-huh. Those are the animes that I've watched. Head. The ones on Adult Swim.
Right.
Same. The Head the from head? Liquid Television. Okay. I just showed that to Richie. He had never seen it before.
That was right. MTV, wasn't it?
Yeah, it was MTV. Liquid Television. I have all the Liquid Television on my laptop.
Really?
Yeah.
That's your shit right there?
That's crazy.
One of the best cartoons ever.
Now, but you still love it like you did back then?
Yeah, man. I got the Daria box set. I love that stuff, man. I love it. Yeah.
We have the Daria box set at Second of Charles.
And Richie and I were just watching. I have the box set of the original Batman show, and so he had only seen the movie and not the show.
The 60s?
I have the. Yeah.
That's not the original.
I have the 60s movie.
Here we go.
The 40s were the original. Yeah.
Okay. But it wasn't TV back then, man.
Well, it was movie serials.
Anyway. All right, then.
But I mean, the 1943 Batman show.
Hello.
You got to see it.
Wrong
era. It's the most racist stuff you'll ever watch in your life.
What really?
The 1943 Batman serial is the most racist stuff you'll ever see in your life.
Why? Wow. They make fun of Chinese people?
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Like, there was a lot of that.
Yeah, it was because you
watch Breakfast at Tiffany's and it's just awful.
Well, Casablanca's full of it too, man. What are you going to do? I mean, a little bit.
Not as blatant, right?
But still, it's still there though.
It's pretty blatant in the Batman.
Still there though.
Well, even Johnny Carson tossed around the N-word a couple times. I saw that on a documentary one time.
Awful.
What are you going to do?
Right?
Different time, it's different weird. Place.
Didn't stop Sammy Davis from going on there.
No.
So, but I mean, but I'm not saying it's good, but I'm
just
saying.
It just seems so strange growing up in this time.
It's just different times.
Different times. But hey, I had this conversation the other day.
He was wiping his eyes.
At the WVU game. So the girl sitting in front of me, she was a sociologist.
Mm-hmm.
There we go. Right? Big word.
And we got to talking about generations and how they work. She brought up zillennials. There's a new generation all of a sudden.
Gen Z. I think my son, my 13-year-old, falls into that now.
Somebody just brought that up the other day, and I asked her,
I said, well, I know that generations don't work on years. They work on huge swings in society.
Yeah, exactly.
Right, so what was the huge swing that brought on Gen Z? She says it's all of the activists and everything, the Me Too movement.
Right, it's
and
swinging,
all
the
that
pendulum
stuff.
Is swinging back.
Yeah, yeah. It's all
who,
going like...
Who decides this? Like, all, who is the generation
decider? I don't
know.
Like the, that's like what I want to know. All the transgender
things. Like, is it just some journalist that writes an article that's just like, we got a new generation, guys, and everybody's just like, yeah, we do. Wait, like, how does that work?
I don't
work?
Know, Charmy. You're a millennial, though. Born in 84. Yeah. Supposedly, it's like... 1980.
You said born in 84.
Yeah, millennials.
1980 to like 1995.
Millennial really does.
I had no idea.
No.
A millennial does really carry like a really long time period, like more than you would expect.
So
like
80
a 40
to
year
what?
Old can be a millennial.
My oldest son's born in 98. But then he's not considered a millennial.
Yeah, but I think my year was like the last year for millennials.
Yeah. Well, they also call them zennials too. Is that like with
an
X?
You think you're the year? So you think people born in 85 are.
That's what I've heard.
No, I've heard different.
And I don't even know.
I don't give a shit either, man. I'm a Gen Xer. I don't. I like it. Sounds cool. Sounds better than millennial.
Right. the people that made it the coolest, I think, were Pepsi. You know, they made the generation thing cool, and then after that, I didn't care. And I was just like
moonwalking, getting your hair caught on fire, good times. But that was the year you were born. Right. So what do you know about that?
But anyway. I do know about that. That was filming the commercial.
It was an interesting thought.
Remember
this
shit happened, dude.
The stage lights sparked.
What?
It was an interesting thought, though, I had with the Gen Z thing, though. Because in my mind, I always thought it was going to swing back. I thought,
As far as what?
Well, I thought, you know, we're all getting pussified now, and eventually men are going to become men again.
That's what they're saying, though. They're saying Gen Z, my son, 13-year-old.
What is your definition of a man?
What's your definition of a man?
What's your... What?
Since you asked.
What are you?
Oh, here we go. This is the millennial talk.
I just want to know. Like, I just... What is a man to you? What is
what's a man to you, Charmin?
What's a man to you?
That's not the question. It's
a man to you. Let me answer you that by asking you this.
Riddle me this.
That's how
I'm afraid of the big black bag.
Why is a bell like an orange?
I think we've struck a nerve.
I think we've struck a nerve.
We haven't done that yet here in the Hub Show.
Yeah, she don't know what a man
really
is.
Really butted heads yet.
She has a bad definition of a man.
In Vogue knows what a man is.
I just want to know what your definition of a man is.
A man needs to provide.
Okay.
A man's the provider. He's the guy who goes out. He hunts. He builds. He does things for his family. He keeps them safe.
There goes my man card.
Is he allowed to have feelings?
When the car breaks down on the side of the road, he pops the hood and fucking fixes it.
It's called anger and frustration.
He changes his own
those are the two main feelings we have.
I was going to say, my man card has gotten so revoked right now.
What if I want to change my own tire?
You can go out and change your tire if you want.
That means you're a man.
Does that make me a man?
No,
yeah.
But now the problem is you feel the frustration.
Now the problem is you're calling yourself a man. And you believe it. That's what the Gen Z thing is.
Charming.
What? I never once
Charming.
Did that.
Charming.
Maybe it's your generation that's
no,
just
I'm talking about
putting
what,
words in other people's mouths.
Gen Z.
Same generation,
that's what Gen Z's doing.
Yeah. Maybe it is mine. I don't know. Yeah.
Well, look, for instance,
I don't even know the difference
time
anymore.
Time out, Charming. That Liberty Mutual commercial where the kid's calling to his mom because he can't change a tire in the middle of the night.
Right. That's pathetic. I think that like driver's ed school you should know how to check your oil. You should know how to change a tire.
Take care
of your shit.
Everybody
should know general
before
maintenance and checking the fluids.
Thank
in
you.
Car.
Sadly enough, it's not called being a man now. Now it's called adulting.
Yeah, ooh. It is though. In your
30
years,
we need to take classes on adulting.
Adulting, yeah.
No, all right, guys, I gotta go.
It's called fucking life.
Go do some adulting at the roller derby.
Do some adulting.
Chiming's out of here.
Chiming's out of here.
Let's do it. Yeah. Later, Charming. The Hub Show and shit.
We're taking a break. I gotta pee.
You go do that.
All right.
They're still laughing at you.
Hardy Pet is your local neighborhood pet store, serving premium and super premium pet food and supplies for dogs, cats, birds, and small animals. Your pets will love their selections from Fromm, Nutrisource, and Nature's Logic, along with American National Premium, Origin, and Akana 2. At Hardy Pet, we offer training courses including 2 and 3 week holiday manners brush-ups. We even offer canine massage to help with joint pain, arthritis, injuries, anxiety, and stress. So come see us at Hardy Pet, 1918 Jefferson Boulevard, right here in Hagerstown. Hardy Pet, where we love your pets, too.
The People's Podcast.
The Hub Show.
Huh? What is the shittiest movie that you guys actually love?
Oh, my God.
Everyone else pans and craps on?
Oh, man.
Yes.
Oh, there's plenty of them. Like Clifford. You ever see Clifford with Martin Short?
No.
That's a great movie.
As in Clifford the Big Red Dog?
No. It's literally like Martin Short playing
a
15-year-old boy, but he was like 45 at the time when he shot it.
Yeah?
It was fantastic.
Nice.
It's
Martin Short, he does like very odd movies.
Oh my God, yeah.
Yeah, he picks them very strangely.
One of the last ones I saw.
What was the one where he was a master of disguise or something?
No,
that was Dana Carvey.
Oh, was that Dana Carvey?
That was Dana Carvey.
Oh, man.
Yeah. Why not turtly
what,
enough what, for
what
the
What did Martin
turtle?
Short do last? What was Martin Short's last
horrible,
movie?
Horrible, horrible movie.
Three Amigos?
No. He did Inherent Vice for Paul Thomas Anderson.
Inherent Vice?
Yeah.
Richie knows his shit, dude.
What was that about?
For a young cat, Richie knows his movies, man.
Oh, yeah.
He does.
It's like a noir film.
I'm impressed.
The guy that made There'll Be Blood. You ever see that with Daniel Day-Lewis? Same director.
You like that movie? There Will Be Blood? Did you like the ending, though?
Yeah.
Really? That came out around the same
time. It's been a long time since I've seen it, so I'll revisit it tell you again.
That came out around the same time as there was Quentin Tarantino movies, and there was
Kill Bill?
It was after Kill Bill's
Death Proof.
It was right around that time, yeah, right?
The Grindhouse.
That same time period?
Yeah.
Grindhouse great movies?
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
So I have a question. What's your favorite horror movie?
Oh, my God. I'm not a horror fan.
Really?
To be honest with you, I'm not really big into it. But I don't like the super obscure gore.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. I do like Tarantino's. Tarantino goes over the top with the gore.
Oh, my God, yeah.
But he does it for novelty's sake.
It's entertaining.
You know what I mean? It's entertaining.
Yeah. Oh, man. The point is to be able to talk.
Not a horror film.
Yeah.
It's just over the top.
We still have Matt Burson here. You love the horror genre.
Yeah, but I do. Like I said, I
was about to say, why the hell are you
that
talking?
Are, you know, a lot of people pan.
I'm not panning it.
No, but critics pan and
I'm
whatnot.
Like this. To each his own. You like what you like for a reason.
My favorite, you know, movie that everybody hates, and it's actually, I'll say it because it's a horror movie. I mean, this is for talking about horror. Halloween 3, Season of the Witch.
I've actually never seen that one.
Love it.
Like, is that the one with the kids and the TV?
Yeah, masks. Happy, happy Halloween.
Richie, are you a fan of the horror genre?
Oh, my God, yeah.
Yeah,
I don't really make horror movies.
No, but do you like the slasher movies and all that stuff? Like, what's horror to you? You know what I mean?
This one is Halloween 1 because John Carpenter.
The original version?
Yes.
With Jamie Lee Curtis and all that.
Okay. Well, it's a piece of artwork.
He also did the Dracula.
Do you find Texas Chainsaw Massacre?
Dracula.
Oh, my God. The first one? Yeah, Toby Hooper?
Toby Hooper.
He is one of my favorite directors of all time. Yeah. That movie is art.
He did Wes Craven did Dracula 2000.
I thought John
Wes Craven goes way back. Wes Craven did the first Last House on the Left.
Yeah, that was like his first big film.
Hills Have Eyes.
The original one. I saw that.
Nightmare on Elm Street. People forget that he was.
Yeah, I remember when that stuff came out.
Yeah.
And Scream, too, of course. That's when he kind of made his big comeback.
Absolutely. My favorite horror movie.
And Scream 2.
You guys are all born
Scream
in the 80s.
Scream
Jesus
2
Christ.
Was basically a comedy, I would say.
It was, yeah. The first one was kind of definitely had a comedy.
See, now those are the horror movies that I'm into. Well, I can get into Chucky. I can get into...
I like the first Child's Play. Child's Play 1's
Matt,
great.
Can I ask you a question, though? What's You're that? So into horror movies, and I love it. It's cool. It's all good. It's your thing. Are you scared by them? You watch a horror movie to watch the way they're making it now? What's the deal? Do you actually watch it to get scared? I mean, not really.
I mean, now that I'm kind of doing them myself or whatever, you know, kind of helping produce and do you know, in movies, I watch them for, you know, just to, you know, kind of get pointers, I guess. Yeah. Like, I watched a movie last night, and it was really corny, really cheesy. I mean, I think Remnants is going to be way better than this, and I mean, I hope I'm right, but I mean, but it was just...
Well, it does have
it. They kept doing the same cheesy, like, I mean, they had no budget for effects, obviously, because they kept doing the same cheesy throat slit on every single person. Uh-huh. The movie was called The Legend of Halloween Jack. You can watch it for free.
Oh my God!
Oh yeah, it's, I know, even the
that
name
already
is
sounds
lame.
Like a winner.
Yeah, even the name sounds lame. But like, so yeah, it's there's a great app out there called Tubi. You can download it with like on your.
I saw you talking about that yesterday.
Oh, it's amazing, dude. There's like 200 horror movies on it. It's like Sleepaway Camp, Hell
Sleepaway
Night,
Camp's
like,
awesome.
All these amazing 80s horror.
Sleepaway Camp. You guys like that?
It's a fucking
it's amazing
awesome
movie, dude.
What's awesome about it? I saw that on VHS back in the day in the 80s. When it came out.
He's in a movie with. The
yeah, main that's why I'm missing Harrisburg. Con because I'm going to be in a movie with Felissa Rose.
Yeah,
but but step back. Besides Melissa Rose, and you're in a movie with her.
Felissa,
excuse me. Your speech impediment, pal.
Your speech wrong, sir.
But listen, man. So wait, but you like that movie as a movie?
I do.
Okay,
I like it a lot. I think it had a great twist.
I remember that
twist.
Movie. I haven't seen that since the. I remember the bit with the curling iron. That's what sticks out of my head.
And of course, the end of it. Ta-da!
Yeah, there you go.
Now, see, Chris, you might like that movie. You might dig Sleepaway Camp. I don't know.
Yeah,
you might.
It sounds like something I like.
Yeah, I know.
I liked Ernest Goes to Camp.
Okay, there you go. It's kind of like that, but a little bit of a twist.
Race for Your Life, Charlie Brown.
I've seen all the Ernest movies like multiple times.
That thing does not surprise me.
Really?
I've only seen Scared Stupid.
You've never seen Ernest Goes to Jail? That is the best one.
No, I haven't.
I've watched that one like 20
Seriously,
times.
Chris, the horror thing.
Ernest Goes to Jail is the badass.
Didn't Ernest make Ernest Scared Stupid? That was
he did, yeah. Yeah, my favorite part in that movie was when he was trying to figure out how to kill the troll. There was a troll that was killing kids in the town. And how to kill the troll was, opened up a book. He had an ancient script, right? He opens up the script and it says, M-I-blank-K. And he goes, Miak.
Oh my God.
That's how we kill the troll.
Miak.
Yes, we need Miak from Tibetan goats.
I've only seen that movie once.
No? Yeah. Nah, oh, yeah. Yeah. He had to go milk a Tibetan goat.
Oh, my God.
When all he needed was milk.
Jay, and you knocked me for sleepaway camp, and this conversation is going on right now.
I just let him ramble, dude. I've already gotten his shit about his earnest shit, dude.
What about you?
Best horror movie of all time is definitely John Carpenter's The Thing. Just because of all the animatronics in it and just the way that he made that film, it's insane.
But see, Richie, you've seen that, now look, right? Yes. Richie, hang on. You guys are talking about it from a filmmaker's perspective, which I understand.
Yeah. Well, right? It's a fucking awesome movie.
No, but as a movie besides that.
I mean,
we
can't shit on 13 Ghosts.
Yes, you can.
But Casper, that's an awesome movie. But listen, dude, you know, you guys are on the makings of it behind the scenes. Yeah. Like, what movie really scared you, though?
The last Conjuring movie. Well, the first Conjuring movie scared the shit out of me. Just because it was like, it's the way that he uses his scenes. Like, a person walks in a room and then the camera just pans up really quick, like old school style, and zooms in really far on this thing sitting on top of a hut.
See, here you go, man. You're doing the filmmaker talk.
No, but it scared the shit. You're actually scared of it, though. Yeah, it legitimately.
But I mean, like, the actual storyline and everything got you sucked in and you're into the movie.
Yeah, it's
just, you're not watching it for the lighting and this and that.
No, it legitimately freaked me out.
How about you, Matt?
Yeah.
The movie that scared me, you know, is from a very young age.
Right.
One of the first ones I ever watched was Hellraiser.
Okay.
That movie's so good, dude.
The original Hellraiser.
Richie, man.
I love it. I love Hellraiser.
Clive Barker's the shit.
No, I'm down. Yeah. How about
Labyrinth with David Bowie?
Labyrinth?
Labyrinth?
Is it Labyrinth, dude?
Or Labyrinth?
Labyrinth.
Is that how you say it?
You got the mix with labia, but we don't go there.
Labyrinth? Yeah. I've never heard anyone say it.
What's that song? What the fuck is he singing?
When he's stealing the baby?
Yeah, what is the fucking song?
Yeah, he's stealing the baby.
Is on the new, it's like the puppet maker on the new Dark Crystal.
Like, I'm a huge David Bowie fan, but I mean, like, that movie's still a little bit too much for me.
I believe you, man.
Right, that was supposed to be a children's movie when I was a child.
Labyrinth.
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 Yes.
Labyrinth. Labyrinth. With David Bowie.
Well, you know what I got on my mind.
Yeah. Yeah. Like I just said, though, the funny trivia about the babe on that, you know, he's the puppet maker for the new Dark Crystal Netflix series.
Really?
Have you watched that yet? Life.
I have not watched it.
I heard
it
it's
yet.
Great.
I didn't even know that they were remaking Dark Crystal.
Yeah,
there's a series on Netflix.
You've seen the picture.
With the puppets?
Yeah.
The Olsen twins are in it. They're the monsters. You didn't know?
No.
Yeah.
No, they're not. It was a meme on Facebook, Chris.
I didn't know nothing about this show, though.
You know what? Lots going on, man. Matt Burns, you got lots going on. Remnants, and again, you're not going to be at the Harrisburg Comic Con because you're on a film with Felissa.
Yep.
What's the name of the film?
Bloody Summer Camp.
What's your role? Are you acting in it?
I'm acting. Just
you're not behind. Oh, yeah, okay.
I'm actually not a far stretch for me. I'm actually a punk rock drug dealer.
Awesome.
Nice.
Yeah.
I watched. You do that.
I remember a movie when I was a kid called Bikini Summer Camp. It was on Cinemax.
At like three o'clock in the morning. I was going to say. Yeah.
It was like 3 o'clock in the morning. I go down. Oh, Bikini Summer Camp's on. Yeah, I think I might just stay down here.
Like the Last American Virgin, movies like that.
Debbie Does Dallas.
Fraternity Vacation.
Emmanuel in Space.
Like 19 of those fucking Emmanuel movies.
Frank and Hooker. Anybody remember that?
Oh, yeah. That movie's awesome, dude. Frank and Hooker's great.
Frank and Hooker's so good. At Creature Feature Weekend, I finally saw Frank and Hooker on the big screen. And Frank Lauder and James Lorenz did the commentary.
That's awesome. That guy made...
Basket Case.
No, did he make a Castle Freak as well?
No, that was... No, that wasn't...
What are we talking about here?
Heenan Lauder did Basket Case and he did Brain Damage.
So thanks for joining us on the Hub Show. Matt picks his brain.
What exactly is Franken Hooker?
Oh, look so
it
amazing,
up, pal.
It's
do a Wikipedia search.
You've been listening to the Hub Show with your hosts, Charming Grissett, Chris Canfield, and Jay Heisch.